I feel the Muslim Ummah is more united in Nigeria than India.
Okay.
At least you have one common religious head, like Sultan of Sokoto. He is the head of more than 100 million Muslims in Nigeria. Technically, we'll be 131 million, but I don't even want to object. So even if the Christians are 50-50%, so to say more than 100 million is safe.
Right.
We don't have such a head in India. So India should learn from Nigeria.
Okay.
At least you have a caliphate. Okay, only in Sokoto, at least you have. So there is some resemblance to Islam, what Islam says, which is not there in India. In India, Muslims are divided.
Divided in terms of denominations or in terms of sects?
No, I'm talking about in terms of religion. They may be divided other ways. They may be divided in politics, they may be divided in business. That's different.
Right.
Correct? I'm talking about religion.
That's
first. At least they're united. At least they respect that one person is the religious leader. If not all, majority do that. And I've seen that.
Okay.
In India, in religion, they are divided. So there's no one leader even of a small percentage of the Muslim. Leave aside the whole of the Muslim Ummah. If the Muslim Ummah would have been divided in Nigeria, today Muslims are being persecuted by the new government. India today, after Narendra Modi came to power, he is trying to polarize the Indians so that he comes to power. And he did that. He killed thousands of Muslims in Gujarat and became the chief minister. Then he became the prime minister. So if the Muslims are united, this will not happen.
Right.